tenant. Testified under oath or was a tenant. And then you'll find out he wasn't a tenant been living in the building anymore. So what, he had no standing to be testifying.
Well, he's a witness to the events at the time that they arose, which is what we're bringing. The evidence we're bringing is based upon an allegation of events when they arose. So his circumstance may have changed, but at the time, that, at least from that specific incident,
I think it would have.
I didn't either.
It would have been.
What was he saying?
The concern is that, like, he's given an example of a situation he felt arose today where we may have had someone who didn't seem to be truthful. But that's something y'all get to weigh and consider.
Correct.
And even when you discuss, you can discuss it as in the way that you deal with the case.
Yeah, but isn't it once he take that oath to say that he's speaking for someone, that's just like, that's verbal, but it's legal.
Yeah. That still isn't legal because, you know, normally when you speak for someone else, you have to have the permission, and it's just not saying, well, they said I could speak for it. It's a written, no, wait a minute, it's a signed document that's notarized.
Right.
That's what's standard procedure.
That is, I agree with that.
Just having them say that they're swearing to tell the truth, that's not the issue. They're telling the.
Yeah,
I went to
first
court
of all,
and it was legal, but yeah. We did that authorized paper for years.
That's right.
Hold on. First, let me apologize. You know, as far as. My response to staff is response to staff. You'll probably have to talk with your counsel, Mr. Sino, and see if Charlie believes that that's something y'all need to satisfy the legal requirements for making the determinations that y'all make.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll get back with staff and I'll follow up with staff on what my perspective is regarding what staff needs.
Okay.
And I think that's probably a more appropriate way for us to get this figured out.
Okay, now, but as far as. All right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And you're right about talking to legal counsel for the board here. But you're representing the city as legal counsel for the city. Now, wouldn't the city require that form of documentation that they're speaking before the board? The board, the attorney speaks for us, but you speak for the attorney, and I would think the liability for the city would be the legal representation that you would represent.
Yeah, and I appreciate that concern. But again, for the last 18 and a half years, it hasn't been required, and we haven't had any liability issues that arose as a result of that or had any concerns.
So you're saying that sets a precedent?
No, I'm saying that it just hasn't arisen to the point where anyone has felt the necessity to have that done. Doesn't mean that we won't have it done. I'll speak to staff, and I'll get a determination from staff on what they believe should occur.
Okay.
But both at the code board as well as at the magistrate is something that has not been required. And we've been able to do business with things.
But there were several cases today where people got it, even the case with the church. The man got up and said he represented the church. Well, did he or didn't he? I don't know.
The trust. Is
the trust, yeah.
No, the trust.
It wasn't a church. It was
hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, some
and
home.
And
yeah.
I'm not saying I don't think you can ask when you want to ask. That's appropriate.
Right.
And that's something that, you know.
And we did question him on that, and he gave, like, an answer to me that was not totally satisfactory. And you'll go back to Mr. Harrington's question about a tenant or not a tenant. At this point, I would not know whether to believe one or the other. And there again, there was nothing in writing to show us any proof. So it was like his word and her word. He says she's kicked out. He said he was a tenant. I mean,
but a person sworn under oath, whether he was a tenant or not, if he's swearing, this is the facts.
Right, the facts. While he was there. Right, exactly.
And you know, but it's each circumstance is its own independent individual circumstance. And so there may be situations where you believe that it's something that will make you feel better.
Yeah.
And maybe Mrs. Cena will agree with that. At this point, is it a part of the rules and regulations of the board? Or has it been? And the answer is no, it hasn't. Can it become that if that's what your desire is? It can obviously become that. If the staff wants to become a rule of the city, then it obviously
can become that. That's how you make a decision, though.
But that would take a separate step.
One additional question.
Yes.
If we change the procedures for someone to ask for a review of their case, we got an unhonored agenda last item was a review of a case which we reject. We voted
right.
How did that get back on the agenda? It's very clearly stated in the minutes that we rejected his thing.
I don't know.
I never recalled another case where that just suddenly appears on the agenda.
I think it's a motion for reconsideration. You're saying that we already made that motion.
I think we did.
I don't go back and listen to the minutes, but if I look at the minutes as they're stated, there were the minutes state there is that it was going to happen, but it was withdrawn because I kind of remember your counsel saying that we weren't going to allow that at this meeting. And so if they wanted something, they needed to file something is what I kind of remember.
Okay.
And so that's what they did, in essence, by making a follow-up inquiry, which is why it ended with a due process opportunity. And the one thing you can't do is overdo due process. If there's any question at all that there's an issue of due process, that's something you want to make sure you resolve. Due process stays forever. It doesn't limit any time.
Anyone can come back and ask to have their...
They always have been able to. That's part of Robert's rules. Robert's rules says that someone can come back at the next preceding meeting or prior to the end of the meeting that exists.
We need to announce that.
Well, I'm just saying it's part of Robert's rules.
I'm sorry, but I have to leave. If you want to continue this, I'm going to have to pass the gavel.
Yeah.
Okay. We can. Is that it? All right. We're going to adjourn again. Thank you.